Good morning. We continue with our study of Chobos HaLevavos, and we are in the middle of the introduction to the section known as Shar HaBitachon. In it, the Chobos HaLevavos introduced us to a comparison between a person who has Bitachon and a person who holds a secret for being able to chemically produce money. So the author of the Chobos HaLevavos says, these are both great secrets, but one of them will serve a person no matter what, and the other doesn't. And so the Chobos HaLevavos offers 10 different reasons in comparison as to why he would rather have Bitachon than have the chemical recipe. The first we covered yesterday was the understanding that you need to have extra tools to be able to have your elements. And the Baal Bitachon knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him whatever tools are there. The second difference is that the fact is that when a person has his special secret for producing money, it consumes the individual and it makes him work all day long because he doesn't have any bumpers to be able to know when it's too much. So he sits in his factory breathing in all the smoke and the terrible smell, and it has an effect on his lungs. And that passion that he has to produce his item is dangerous. Not so the Baal Bitachon. The Baal Bitachon understands, Benos Deshi Arbitzini Ame Menuchos Yina Aleini, that Hashem will be able to carry us on the still waters, and that comes because of the Bitachon. Then, in addition, the individual has the secret. In his third explanation, Chobos HaLevavos says, when you have your secret formula, you're worried about the other individuals who can step in and steal it from you. And so you constantly live life in fear that your secret is going to be discussed and discovered. The Baal Bitachon doesn't have that. When the Baal Bitachon walks around, he says, as David HaMelech did, Be'elokim batachti lo ira. When I put my trust and my confidence in Hashem, I don't have fear, mayasa li adam, what a person does to me. The fourth difference, says the author of the Chobos HaLevavos, is the understanding that the person who has his secret, he doesn't know. He can't hold on to doing something and then stopping, because he's going to live his life constantly saying, if I don't keep producing money, I won't have anything. I have to keep producing and producing and producing, because I can't handle what will happen if I lose something within the process. But the Baal Bitachon knows that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, he is poseach es yado, he opens his hands, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each living thing that which it needs, that which it wants. And we say, so therefore, we, the one who has Bitachon, knows how to handle times when he needs to stop, so that he can continue to be healthy on other means. Another difference is that if a person has a secret to be able to produce money, he's always got to be concerned he's going to be discovered. Perhaps the government will step in. Forget about other people. The government will step in and take away from him. And so therefore he lives in secret and in shadow, and he can't handle it. The Baal Bitachon doesn't do that. The Baal Bitachon can be seen by the leadership of the government he's living in, and he's able to understand that he will be respected for his Bitachon, for his confidence, and for his trust. And so therefore, again, there's a benefit to being a Baal Bitachon. The sixth explanation that the author of the Chobos HaLevavos points out is that you can have all the recipes in the world for all the money in the world, and you know what? It doesn't protect you from sickness. It doesn't protect you from challenge. How do we see this any more clearly than the fact that there are people who are suffering so terribly with the current crisis we find ourselves in? But the Baal Bitachon understands that there is a framework for understanding these challenges. It's not that they won't happen, but if I have a framework for understanding them, and I have a framework for being able to understand and turn around and say, perhaps it's a kapara, perhaps it's there to be an exchange for something else, it gives that individual a means for being able to weather the storm of the challenge of illness. And so again, having that trust that this is the will of Hashem keeps a person's psychological and emotional states calm in the tough situation, even when something that is beyond his control creeps up and performs itself. The seventh difference, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, you can have all the money in the world, but if you can't pull it out of the bank, it doesn't help you. And even if you have all the cash, and it's inside your mattress, it doesn't produce food and warmth. You have to use the money and exchange it appropriately. But the person who has the bitachon understands that he also needs that exchange rate. But he's able to turn around and say, Hashem roi lo echsar. He's able to say, God is my shepherd. I won't have a lack. I just have to figure it out. And it keeps that calm and that trust and that confidence that will allow him to go ahead and figure out not the if, but the when and the how. The eighth difference is that a person who only has a formula for making money is always worried that his formula is going to be discovered. But the person who turns around and has the bitachon, he's able to turn around and say, "B'tach b'Hashem b'asei tov shchan eretz u'rei emuna." He's able to go ahead and say, "Look, I'm a part of a community. I don't have to hoard it away from other people. I can share from what I have. We can collaborate. Bigger things and greater things happen in those moments." The ninth thing, and the ninth comparison, it says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, is the understanding that a person who has his formula, in the end of the day, the formula stays here, but the betachon goes with you no matter where you go in life. And the one who is focused on his formula for making money, sometimes it could be the reason why he dies. He breaks his body down so much, and he tries to hide his formula so much, that it goes ahead and breaks him apart. But the one who has the bitachon is able to walk around with people, and it causes not only himself, but it causes the entire environment around him to become different. People respect somebody who has a sense of calm. People respect somebody and say, "I want to be like him." And so, therefore, it's incredibly important for us to develop and understand and appreciate these 10 different reasons to sort of work on our bitachon, because the bitachon is more worth it and is a greater formula for life than anything else that we might try to do. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us this, the contemplation, how we can generate and formulate bitachon for ourselves and let our cups runneth over to increase bitachon for everyone else as well. Have a terrific day.